Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The right fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The first baseman, Alvin Davis. Batting fourth. The DH, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Griffey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darnell Coles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Greg Brierley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Bradley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Clint Zavarez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The DH, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Farr. And now, play ball. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Henry Cotto batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cotto hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Curt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stillwell hits a line drive towards center. Griffey chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Griffey. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brett takes first base on ball four. Stillwell moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cotto who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Stillwell scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Eisenreich. The throw from Bradley and he is safe. Eisenreich steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Leonard strikes out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bob Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer bunts towards third. Coles fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Boone moves to second. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zavarez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett is walked intentionally. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brierley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell misplays the ball. That's an error on Stillwell. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brierley moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Brierley. The throw from Boone and he is out, Seitzer applying the tag. Bradley moves to second. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel strikes out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up towards third. Coles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cotto is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotto hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Cotto reaches second base with a double. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive towards first. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with far covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Briley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Stillwell. The throw from Bradley and he is safe. Stillwell steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis juggles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Stillwell scores. Brett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coles is 0 for 1 in the game. Coles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Briley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Briley is 0 for 1 in the game. Briley hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tabler. Briley reaches second base with a double. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Briley moves to third. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Briley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Eisenreich who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cotto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cotto strikes out. one out. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Frank White. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brad Wellman pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive towards the mound. Zavarez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Wellman moves to second. Keith Comstock now pitching. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Kevin Seitzer. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Comstock, and towards Reynolds, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Wellman moves to third. Pecota moves to second. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Briley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bill Pecota now playing third base. Brad Wellman now playing second base. Steve Crawford now pitching. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coles is 0 for 2 in the game. Coles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Briley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Briley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Briley strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bradley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a line drive into right field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Reed now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Briley. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Gary Thurman now playing center field. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Mike Kingery pinch hits for Omar Vizquel. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kingery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cotto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cotto strikes out. 2 outs. Alvin Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Cochran now playing shortstop. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wellman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pecota hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stillwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darnell Coles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coles is 0 for 3 in the game. Coles hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brierley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brierley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffey moves to second. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Seattle Mariners, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.